Unmanned rocket explodes.
A setback for NASA's space station resupply program.
No stopping the lava in Hawaii.
Very emotional. Our community is like our family.
New order from the government.
They're going to increase security at all the federal facilities around the country.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the routine of space flight was shattered last night along the Virginia coast. Photographer Matthew Travis was on the job, then on the run, when a privately owned unmanned cargo ship bound for the space station blew up in a ball of flames just seconds after launch. No one was hurt, but it has raised new questions about private space missions. CBS's Peter King joins us live with more.
Steve, the search for answers is underway.
And it's going to take quite an investigation, a lot of detailed detective work, to figure out exactly what went wrong and then implement some sort of a fix.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood, Orbital Sciences, which built the rocket, will lead the probe. The company's Frank Culbertson.
The investigation will include evaluating the debris that we will find around the launch pad.
As well as telemetry from the rocket. The commercial cargo program has been flawless until now. This is only the fifth flight, though, for the Antares rocket. NASA says it's confident Orbital will find and fix the problem and get back to flying.
Now, Peter, all those supplies destroyed, what does it mean for the crew on board the space station?
Well, NASA says the crew is actually in great shape. A Russian Progress cargo ship is due to dock there shortly. A SpaceX Dragon brings more cargo in December. And even if those failed, they'd still have enough supplies for 4 to 6 months. This scenario is exactly why NASA has more than one supply line to the station.
Well, Peter King, thanks. Now to Hawaii's Big Island, where an empty shed has been lost to a huge lava flow from the Kilauea volcano, and homes will likely be next.
Pretty heartbreaking. We don't know what's going to happen from now on.
Many residents have packed up and left. There's nothing they can do but watch. CBS's Carter Evans is covering.
The lava is approaching the main road that goes right here through Pahoa. It could cross the road sometime this morning. It will cut right through this community, burning homes along the way. If it actually makes it all the way down to the ocean, which is very possible, it will cut off all the roads into town.
A school, very likely, in the hot lava's path is now closed. Homeland Security has ordered stepped-up security at government sites around the country. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate joins us. Juan, what are we to make of this?
This is not triggered by a particular intelligence threat thread or an active plot. Instead, this is a response to the general threat environment, calls from the Islamic State and other terrorist groups to attack, the attacks we've seen in Canada, and broadly the concern that we're going to see copycat or lone wolf attacks against federal facilities.
9,500 federal buildings affected by this. What are officials going to be looking for?
Well, they're going to be looking for any intelligence that suggests active plotting against federal facilities or individuals. And they're also going to be looking for any anomalous or suspect behavior in and around federal facilities.
And Juan, there's also concern about cyberspace, specifically the White House unclassified network. What's behind that?
Well, we've seen that there's been an intrusion of an unclassified system at the White House. It does not appear that there were any disruptions or massive intrusions from this particular attack. But what's more of concern to authorities is the fact that you have this attack amid other attacks coming from countries like Russia that present a real risk long term to cyber disruptions and activities.
Security analyst Juan Zarate. Health officials in Maine say they're set to enforce the state's voluntary quarantine on people who've treated Ebola patients. They haven't said if that specifically applies to nurse Casey Hickox, who's now back in her home state after treating patients in West Africa. On NBC's Today Show, Hickox says she's symptom-free and defiant.
I don't plan on sticking to the guidelines. I remain appalled by these home quarantine policies.
Shifting and differing policies on Ebola have raised a lot of questions for the Obama administration. Let's check in now with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Stephen. We have a new CBS News poll finding a 47% to 41% approval margin for the president's handling of the Ebola situation, but 56% say the government is not ready for a large Ebola outbreak. 8 in 10 support quarantine of U.S. citizens returning from West Africa. The president says the response must be based on science, not fear.
America is defined by possibility, and when we see a problem and we see a challenge, then we fix it.
Mr. Obama meets again here today with Ebola response teams, and Steve, he'll speak to healthcare workers involved in the fight against the disease in West Africa.
AT&T is being sued by the government. It's alleged to have misled smartphone customers who paid for unlimited data and had their internet speed slowed to a crawl. CBS's Anthony Mason says it's a practice known as throttling, and federal regulators want to get a better handle on it.
A, they want better disclosure on this, but more importantly, they're going to try to get millions of dollars in restitution for these 3.5 million customers, which AT&T argues is just a small sliver of its actual customer base.
The Denver Broncos fan who disappeared after last Thursday's NFL game has been found safe and sound. Paul Kitterman turned up in Pueblo, 100 miles away. Police say there's no apparent crime and no explanation publicly about what happened. The Kansas City Royals returned home last night with bats blazing in a 10-0 do-or-die World Series win over San Francisco. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It was a Kansas City blowout.
And two runs will come in to score.
And it was over early. The Royals scored 7 runs in the second inning. The call on ESPN, Kansas City third baseman Mike Moustakas.
Being able to put up runs in a hurry like that, it makes you feel confident.
It all comes down to one final Game 7 tonight. The Giants' Hunter Pence.
We're going to have a beautiful Game 7 for all baseball fans around the world.
And the Royals' Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, Game 7's Game 7. Doesn't need more explanation after that.
History favors the Royals tonight. The last visiting team to win Game 7 of the World Series, the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Kansas City.
Two-time World Series champ Jose Canseco is on the mend after shooting himself in the hand at his Las Vegas home. The former slugger and admitted steroid user told police he was cleaning the gun when it happened. The bullet hit a finger on his left hand. The family of hockey great Gordie Howe says he's lost some movement on the right side of his body after a stroke last weekend. Howe is 86. He suffered the setback at his daughter's home in Texas. 2 years ago, Superstorm Sandy slammed coastal New York and New Jersey, bringing death and destruction. WCBS Radio's Alex Silverman looks at the state of things in Breezy Point, Queens.
The difference.
A lot of new houses.
Is jarring.
We're beginning to feel like it used to.
A year ago, this place where more than 100 homes burned had sprouted just a few wood skeletons. Now, you can't escape the sound.
I know that we're not done.
Artie Lighthall heads the co-op that runs this neighborhood.
They all will be encouraged.
Drive through here a year from now. It might look like a place that's not under construction as much as it's a neighborhood that's back.
Absolutely. I'm guaranteeing that, yes.
Alex Silverman, CBS News, Breezy Point, New York.
Federal officials plan to be in the region to assess the recovery. 2 years later, Sandy was blamed for at least 182 deaths and $65 billion in damage. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.